Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
6:54 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Just told you in sports, it's going to be Malik Willis, barring the unforeseen, starting for the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. And we bring in ESPN's Jen Latta this morning. You've been doing some digging on our guy.
Well, you know, just due diligence and whatnot. You know, talking to people
like
from Tennessee. Yeah, you know, reporting,
all
as
right.
It were.
What do we know about it?
And, well, I'll tell you this. Folks from affiliated with the Tennessee football team hope he starts week 3 when the Packers take on the Titans.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, heck of an endorsement, huh? So here's what I got when I was talking to folks around the Tennessee program. He's a great kid, well-meaning and polite, soft-spoken.
I'm not interested in any of those
100%.
Things right now.
But are you familiar with the compliment sandwich?
Yes, right, yes. However.
Right, hear me out. Struggles with football. That is an actual sentence I was given by someone who is familiar with his game. Struggles with football, has issues diagnosing what is happening in front of him, struggles to operate, takes a lot of unnecessary sacks. He had never called plays in a huddle before he came to the NFL. The center for the Tennessee Titans, the center on the offensive line, guys, was calling plays for a stretch when Malik Willis was called into duty. He was telling the receivers where to go. He was calling the plays because Malik couldn't handle that. So Chewy always talks about how you can be a freak athlete, right? And by all accounts, guys, this kid has a cannon of an arm. Mm-hmm. He is an athlete. But if you struggle to process and diagnose what you're seeing out there, pre-snap, post-snap, because obviously things change, that's going to be a problem. So I think the Packers have a tall task of essentially hiding the quarterback on the field this weekend against the Colts.
I mean, you could even see it in the 2 plays that he took under center in the last game. He looked overwhelmed.
Summed up by, wah!
Oh, no.
Very good.
Okay, well, all right, let me play the role I don't usually play, which is that of optimist.
Yeah.
We had another guy who got thrust into a starting role who didn't know nothing about the offense or about whatever play was called.
You're comparing him to number 4.
He was just chucking the ball all over the place.
You're
I'm not yet, but I'm saying there's precedent for that. Brett got smarter over the years, but man, when he started, I mean, you were just glad the kid showed up.
Yeah, so look, you can always go, oh, well, maybe this person that Jen spoke to was an isolated incident, right? However, Ty Dunn, who is used to cover the Packers, now has a blog and a whole thing happening with football. He also polled NFL scouts. And I got to tell you guys, I got 10 scouts in front of me that he collected. Bob McGinn, you guys are familiar with
yep.
his work,
oh, yeah.
collected their assessment of Malik Willis, and none of it is any better. So all I'm trying to do, this is not Jen being Debbie Downer. This is not Jen trying to pee in your Cheerios this morning. This is Jen telling you, this guy ain't it. And the Packers are stuck, with him behind center, against the Colts at the very least. So I don't know if you want to use all your juju or your 11-11s or whatever it is over the next few days, but you should push that energy towards Jordan Love getting back on the field as soon as possible.
Hey, is LaFleur just messing with us, though, with the whole, I don't know,
door's still open, right? Yeah. Love could still play.
He's messing with us.
I don't think Love is going to play this week, but I think they are crossing their fingers, crossing their toes, crossing their eyes that he is back out there against Tennessee week 3.
And we should be too. Thanks, Jen.
Oh, boy.